The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Speaking of cutting things loose, will the Democrats cut Joe Biden loose after last night's debate performance? For those who missed it, here is a little reminder.
The total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
All right, that was just a little tiny, tiny snippet of last night's debate between Joe Biden, US President Joe Biden, and challenger, Republican challenger, Donald Trump. With me to discuss, Tim Malloy, who's from Quinnipiac, I must get that right, Tim. Quinnipiac polling analyst.
Quinnipiac, okay.
Polling analyst and a former NBC journalist. And Bob Mulholland is with us as well, Democratic Party strategist based in California. You're both very welcome, folks. Tim, was Joe Biden's performance so bad that you'd replace him?
Oh, no, I'm not qualified either, and I'm close to his age. It was a very, very tough night, and our other guests can elucidate that more clearly than I can. But yeah, it was bad, and it's lingering. It's in the conversation today, and sort of a bomb went off in the country last night.
Well, listen, before I ask Bob Mulholland that same question, then who would be the contenders to replace him? Were the Democrats to give him a shove?
You're going to be looking at, if in fact that even happens, and there's nothing to say that that's the case, you know, they would probably be looking certainly at Kamala Harris. But then if he were to leave, then as a running mate, probably a governor, Whitmer for Michigan, Shapiro for Pennsylvania, Pritzker, governor of Illinois, big states that are needed. But we're way ahead of ourselves on this because he has not bailed out yet. And I don't know that he's going to.
And has polling been done either by yourselves, Tim, or by anybody else, as to the preferred choice of Democratic voters? I mean, are they still as a majority behind Joe Biden, or would they like to see him replaced?
Well, as of a week ago in our most recent poll, we do national polls, we call the whole country for 4 days and call ourselves. He was down 4 points to Trump on the horse race match, which is two of them, and then down 6 when you included the other candidates. So something was in the air, not looking good for him. We had them pretty close up until about 2 weeks ago. And then last week, Trump was kind of taking a bigger lead. So people were not happy with Joe Biden then. Democrats were not. And goodness knows how people are feeling right now.
So what are the mechanisms by which he might not end up on the ballot? I mean, he could step down himself. I mean, how does either party go about removing somebody who's already on it?
This is, and I'm not going to dodge it because I have a pretty good understanding, but your other guests can probably jump all over that. I mean, there are several possible scenarios. He can quit. He can go to the convention. He can, he can quit and hand over his delegates. He can go to the convention. After that, I don't know. It's a very complicated and in some ways archaic process that, you know, we've not seen before. So ask my buddy on the other end out in California.
Well, let's ask your buddy. Bob Mulholland is with us out in California. Bob, before we get to that, how did you think he went last night?
It was not a good night for Democrats, but, you know, I've been around for a while. I remember the first debate President Reagan had with Mondale in 84, and there was political pundits the next day saying, oh boy, Reagan really was not up to the job. It was just one event of the next several months, so all this other talk is premature. That this guy can't make it through the debate. Look, President Biden's a good president. He's done the right stuff on policies, particularly on women, and that's going to be a big battleground in a lot of the key states for abortion rights.
Do you think so? Because, you know, there's that idea that presidential elections, and you would understand this much more, so that's why I ask, that they're not really fought on policy, they're fought on popularity. And that something like last night dents popularity, and it kind of policy becomes irrelevant in that context.
It's about feeling about these two candidates for president and a former president. And every race is different. Eisenhower, the former Supreme Allied Commander, World War II, in 1952, he's running against Ali Stevenson, and he said a very good thing. He says, a Korean War was going on. I will go to Korea. Nice, simple message. And you know, Trump in 2016 said, I'll end the Afghanistan war in 2017. Never did it for 4 years. With the both conventions coming up, a lot of things could happen. Trump himself could, you know, he's obese, so he could have a heart attack or something like that. And all the press will run to the news story. It's way too early to start speculating, oh, Biden's in trouble. Yes, last night was not good night. But on that other question, conventions are about delegates. I'm a Biden delegate, and I'll be voting for Biden-Harris in Chicago the week of August 19th. But, you know, people might, on the Democratic side, our rules are simple, that after a convention, if a nominee passes away, vice president or president, then the Democratic National Committee member of about 400 people pick that nominee to replace the VP. I think the Republicans probably are the same way. Obviously, we've had presidents assassinated. We've had presidents like Eisenhower, got elected in 52. He had several heart attacks, not looking good, but he got reelected and did complete eight years. And Reagan was getting like dementia or something towards his final years, but you know, he got out of the White House without any world war starting. And in this case, obviously, I believe, as a Vietnam vet, both the Gaza and Ukraine war are not helpful to Democrats. You know, 2/3 of American people don't have a passport, couldn't find either country on the globe. So they're not very interested in this kind of stuff, which they sound, you know, why are we involved? Just like it was prior to World War II, prior to December 7th with the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. So it makes it much more difficult for the Democrats. That's true.
What do you suspect would be the approach to the next debate then, Bob, in September?
Well, I don't know the format. The format last night with no audience, people may not know this, but that was the exact format for Nixon and Kennedy in 1960, which was interesting that people who listened to it on radio thought Nixon won. People watched it on TV, thought Kennedy had won, and you know, Nixon was sweating and everything else. And the next debate, I think, is in September 10th or something like that. Lots of things could happen. Both conventions will be over by then, and the nominees will be on the campaign trail. And I'm just hoping that inflation continues to drop as it has, and I'm hoping that the economy, you know, unlike Britain or Germany, we didn't get, Biden made sure we didn't get into a recession, and that's good. And we've got 15 million new jobs. But like you said, it's how people feel or see candidates. That's much more important than policy. Mm. But on the abortion issue, even the Iowa State Supreme Court today ruled that a 6-week ban is constitutional. That issue is going to be around, and it's going to affect a lot of women, and I think that's going to be helpful to us, despite all the other troubles we have.
Despite the fact, Bob, that you're kind of quite unequivocal, you're absolutely going to vote from your a delegate for Joe Biden, you'll vote for Joe Biden, you'd be in contact with people, maybe you're in WhatsApp groups, I don't know. Are there some mutterings within the party? Are there those who would seek to push him out, or is that just kind of media chatter?
Well, that's happened for months. Polls have shown that there's a lot of people in America wish there was different candidates on both sides of the aisle, and mostly because of their age. You know, there's a big difference between a 2 and a 5-year-old. There's no difference between a 79 and 82-year-old. So those polling continue. And I've been around this over 50 years, and I've seen it in almost every election where people say, oh, I wish there was another candidate. I wish she was that. And that's just normal with human beings. As I've said before, there's a lot of women in America who wake up in the morning and look at their husband and say, God, couldn't I have done better like my mom told me?
Listen, Bob, it's always good to talk to you. Bob Mulholland is a Democratic Party strategist based in California. Tim Malloy is from Quinnipiac. Quinnipiac polling analyst. He's a former NBC journalist as well. Tim and Bob, thank you. One of our listeners says, Kieran, I watched the presidential debate this morning. Believe me, Biden was a disaster. I loathe the thought of Trump becoming president again, but if Biden remains the Democratic candidate, it's all over. Your contributor from California is living in a fool's paradise if he thinks Biden has a chance at this stage. They've got to replace him. I'm sick to death of hearing about Reagan, says somebody else. Biden will lose. If you don't change him, Trump will win in a landslide. This listener says Joe Biden is history. There's a theme emerging, as you can see. Joe Biden is history. I'm a lifetime Democrat. It was a terrible debate. And one more, if the Democratic Party care not just for their country and its democracy, but for world stability, they need to put both before Mr. Biden. It has gone beyond one man's presidential run. They will not be thanked for ignoring the frailty of the president with so much at stake. The American public are starved of a fresh face and approach. They will warm to new blood. Everyone is begging for anyone except Trump or Biden. Now is the time. Country first. So much at stake.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.